CNN Radio News. I'm Bob Whitkin.
The latest information shows Katrina is not at all weakening. In fact, it's likely to strengthen.
CNN Radio meteorologist Bonnie Schneider, who says Katrina is now a Category 3 hurricane, 115-mile-an-hour winds. By the time it makes landfall, probably on Monday, it may be a Category 4.
Category 4 hurricanes are wind speeds from 131 to 155 miles an hour. And if that hits land, it's capable of doing tremendous damage.
Meteorologist Jack Bevin at the National Hurricane Center, who says if Katrina makes a landfall as a Category 4, it would be the most powerful storm to hit the central Gulf Coast since Camille 36 years ago. Katrina is now a little over 400 miles east-southeast of the mouth of the Mississippi River. Governors of Louisiana and Mississippi declaring emergencies. Katrina is aiming for the Gulf Coast after claiming 7 lives in South Florida. Our David Mattingly reports on how one family south of Miami is dealing with the flooding in their neighborhood.
We visited one family who had just moved into a new house in southwest Dade County. The neighbors tell them they had never had any kind of flooding problem before, but because of the 15 inches that Katrina dropped here, they had one last night, almost a foot of water inside their home. They had flood insurance, fortunately. They said they will recover, but they do have a lot of work ahead of them.
More than a million customers remain without power.
We have a virtual army working on this problem, and we're going to work 24/7 until every customer is restored.
Pat Davis with Florida Power and Light. An American soldier killed in Afghanistan in a roadside bombing. About 1,000 detainees released from the Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq at the request of the new Iraqi government. President Bush talking about staying the course in Iraq in his weekly radio address today. Outside the ranch in Crawford, Texas, dueling demonstrations. Those backing the president's policy, those supporting Cindy Sheehan, the mother of the soldier killed in the war. This is CNN Radio News.